Welcome to this deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at AI.
Oh,
And
yes.
more specifically, we're going to be using an article from the Spiritual Seek
Right.
called The Future of AI, an expensive look at ChatGPT and beyond.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, that sounds really fascinating.
yeah, and I think it'd be great to kind of get your take on, how this is going to impact our listeners.
Yeah.
ChatGPT especially is,
Well, it's definitely a hot topic right now. I mean, it's everywhere you look. It's AI. This AI that, and really, I think it's important to note that, understanding AI is absolutely crucial in today's world. I mean, this isn't some niche topic for tech enthusiasts anymore. It's something that's really impacting all of us in ways that we might not even realize. So, by the end of this deep dive, hopefully you'll have a much clearer picture of what AI is all about and what it means for your future.
Definitely. And so this article jumps right in and it's talking about ChatGPT and
Yeah.
generative AI, and
Yep.
it's throwing these terms around like we all know what they are.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I'm not totally clear on what sets this type of AI apart. Could you break that down for me a little bit and maybe even give some examples?
Sure. So I think the best place to start is by defining AI in general. It's all about essentially giving machines the ability to kind of think like humans do, to learn to solve problems, mimic that human intelligence. Now, when we talk about ChatGPT, that's a very specific type of AI, and it falls under this umbrella term of generative AI. And that generative part, that's really key here, because it means that this AI can create new content. It doesn't just process existing information.
So it's not just like spitting back stuff that it's already learned.
Yeah, it's not just retrieving information, it's actually creating something new.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a pretty big leap forward. And this whole idea of generative AI, it's not limited to text either. I mean, there's text to image AI that can create really realistic pictures just based on your descriptions. And there's even text to music AI that can compose original melodies.
This made me think about all those like early AI milestones,
Right.
like Deep Blue,
Yeah.
beating chess grandmasters and
Absolute.
Watson on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Like, how do those achievements kind of fit into this bigger picture of how AI has evolved?
Well, I think those were definitely pivotal moments, right? They showed us that machines could compete with humans in these really complex tasks, that require strategy and knowledge. But, things like ChatGPT and this generative AI, they're taking things to a whole new level. It's like moving from, playing a game by the rules to inventing a whole new game
So it's
altogether.
not just about like being really good at what already exists.
Right.
It's about creating something entirely new.
It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
I'm starting to see the distinction.
Yeah.
Now, this article talks a lot about how AI can like revolutionize our lives for the better. And I have to admit, I'm a bit skeptical.
Yeah.
Can you give me some concrete examples
Yeah.
of how this could actually play out in
That's
my daily life?
so think about, just in your daily life, how much time you spend on just routine tasks, like answering emails, scheduling appointments, or even just researching information.
Oh, yeah, tons of time.
Right. And AI can automate a lot of those tasks, which then frees up your time and mental energy for more, creative and meaningful things. Imagine having an AI assistant that just handles all that tedious admin work and lets you focus on what you really enjoy.
That sounds amazing, I have to admit.
Yeah.
But I also can't help but think about
Sure.
the potential downsides.
Yeah.
What about like jobs being replaced by AI? I mean, that's a concern I hear a lot these days.
Yeah, and it's a valid concern. But I think it's important to note that while AI can automate certain tasks, it's not necessarily going to be a one-to-one replacement for human jobs. It's more likely that it's going to change the nature of work and create new opportunities in fields like AI development management training.
So instead of like eliminating jobs altogether,
Right.
it's more about shifting the landscape
Exactly.
and requiring us to adapt and learn new skills.
It's about working alongside AI, leveraging its strengths while still valuing those uniquely human qualities that AI can't replicate.
That makes sense, but wouldn't that require like
I
a
wonder.
major overhaul of our education and training systems?
100%. I mean, we need to rethink how we educate and train people. Focusing on lifelong learning and adaptability rather than just preparing for a single career path. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge,
yeah,
but it's also an opportunity
yeah.
to create a more dynamic and resilient workforce.
You've given me a lot to think about.
Mm.
So aside from job displacement,
yeah,
are there any other potential downsides or challenges?
Well, one thing to consider is just the cost
yeah.
of implementing AI systems.
That makes sense.
You know, while the long-term benefits can be really significant,
yeah,
that initial investment can be substantial.
Yeah, you wouldn't just jump into any major investment without carefully weighing it.
Exactly.
What else should we be cautious about?
Another key consideration is that AI systems can become outdated or degrade over time.
Okay.
Especially with technologies that are rapidly evolving,
right.
like ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
So regular updates and maintenance are essential.
So it's not a set it and forget it type of technology.
Yeah, it requires ongoing attention and investment.
Okay. Are there any other potential drawbacks we haven't touched on yet?
I think one of the biggest ones that people talk about is AI's potential impact
okay.
on human creativity.
Okay. And emotional intelligence.
Right.
You know, while AI can analyze data and generate text, music, even art.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have that same spark of human ingenuity
right.
or the ability to really understand complex emotions.
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
It seems like we're venturing into the realm of what makes us uniquely human.
Absolutely.
So are you saying that AI is incapable of replicating true creativity or emotional intelligence?
It's a complex question. It's a complex question. You know, AI can certainly mimic certain aspects of creativity and emotional intelligence, but whether it can truly replicate those qualities is a matter of debate.
It makes me think about all those sci-fi movies
right.
where AI becomes self-aware and takes over the world.
Yeah.
Is that a realistic possibility or is that pure Hollywood fantasy?
That's a question that's fascinated philosophers and scientists for decades.
Yeah.
You know, and the article we're looking at here actually suggests that for AI to achieve true self-awareness, humans themselves might need to evolve their own consciousness first.
Whoa.
It's a fascinating concept.
That's really interesting. It definitely makes you think about the interconnectedness of human and artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
But before we get too deep into the philosophical rabbit hole,
right.
let's bring it back down to earth for a second.
Okay.
This article touches on how AI is already transforming various industries.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a few specific examples that really highlight AI's impact?
Absolutely. So let's start with healthcare.
Okay.
Imagine AI algorithms analyzing medical images to detect early signs of cancer that might be missed by the human eye.
Wow.
Or think about AI-powered virtual assistants that can provide 247 medical advice and support to patients.
Okay.
Freeing up doctors to focus on more complex cases.
Those are some really compelling examples.
Yeah.
It sounds like AI has the potential to not only improve the efficiency of healthcare,
right.
but also enhance the quality of care that patients receive.
Exactly.
What about other industries? Where else are we seeing AI making a significant impact?
Finance is another big one. AI algorithms can analyze vast amounts of financial data to detect fraudulent transactions, assess loan risks, and even provide personalized investment advice.
So it's not just about like catching the bad guys.
Right.
It's about helping people make better financial decisions.
Exactly. And it can make financial systems more secure,
okay.
but also open up new opportunities for individuals to manage their finances more effectively.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. It seems like AI has the potential to democratize access to financial services
mm-hmm.
and empower people to make more informed financial decisions.
Absolutely.
Are there any other industries you want to highlight?
Education's another sector where AI is poised to revolutionize the learning experience.
Yeah.
You know, imagine personalized learning platforms that adapt to each student's individual needs and learning style, providing tailored lessons and feedback.
Okay.
AI can also automate administrative tasks for teachers, freeing up their time to focus on individualized instruction and mentorship.
Personalized learning sounds like a game changer.
Right.
Especially for students who struggle in traditional classroom settings.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about how AI can create more inclusive and effective learning environments.
I think so.
So with all these advancements happening so rapidly,
yeah.
it's understandable if some people feel overwhelmed or even a bit apprehensive
sure.
about this AI-driven future.
Right.
What advice would you give to someone who's feeling that way?
I think it's perfectly natural to feel a mix of excitement and apprehension about the unknown.
Yeah.
The key is to approach AI with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to learn and adapt.
Okay.
You know, don't let fear hold you back from exploring the potential benefits that AI can offer.
So instead of viewing AI as a threat,
right.
We should see it as an opportunity for growth and innovation.
Exactly.
What are some practical steps people can take to prepare themselves for this AI-powered future?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to embrace lifelong learning.
Okay.
You know, the skills that are in demand today might be obsolete tomorrow. So make a conscious effort to stay ahead of the curve by continuously learning new skills and expanding your knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
Online courses, workshops, even just reading articles and books about AI can be valuable resources.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Staying curious and adaptable is key in any rapidly evolving field.
Absolutely.
What other advice would you give to someone who wants to navigate this AI landscape effectively?
I think it's crucial to develop your critical thinking skills.
Okay.
Don't just blindly accept everything you hear about AI.
Right.
Learn to question the information you encounter, evaluate different perspectives, and form your own informed opinions.
So it's not just about acquiring technical skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about honing our ability to think critically.
Exactly.
And make sound judgments about AI and its implications.
We need to be active participants in shaping the future of AI.
Okay.
Not passive bystanders.
I like that.
And that requires us to be informed, engaged, and critically minded.
That ties in nicely with the website where we found this article, The Spiritual Seek.
Yeah.
They seem to emphasize the importance of self-awareness and logical intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Which seem particularly relevant in this context.
Absolutely. Those qualities are essential for navigating the complexities of AI and ensuring that its development aligns with human values.
Okay.
Self-awareness helps us understand our own biases and motivations,
mm-hmm.
while logical intelligence allows us to analyze information objectively and make sound decisions.
It's almost like we need to level up our own consciousness.
Right.
To keep pace with the advancements in artificial intelligence.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Perhaps by cultivating our own inner resources, we can create a more harmonious and beneficial relationship with AI.
Okay.
One where technology serves humanity.
Right.
Rather than the other way around.
This conversation has really opened my eyes to the multifaceted nature of AI.
Good.
It's not just about algorithms and robots.
Right.
It's about understanding ourselves better and shaping a future where humans and AI can coexist and thrive together. Now, this article mentions a mini self-assessment test related to our relationship with technology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that.
It's an interesting inclusion, isn't it?
Yeah.
It seems like a lighthearted way to get people thinking about their own tech habits.
Yeah, sometimes we can get so caught up in these like big picture discussions about AI.
Exactly.
That we forget to reflect on our own personal relationship with technology.
Our own individual experiences.
Yeah, like checking in with ourselves before we start making grand pronouncements about the future of humanity and AI.
Exactly.
So should we give this mini self-assessment a try?
Sure, let's do it.
Maybe our listeners can play along too.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, the first statement is, I couldn't live without a car.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say that's mostly true for me.
Okay.
I rely on my car quite a bit for getting around.
Yeah, I mean, I live in a city with a great public transportation system.
Okay.
So I could definitely manage without a car. But yeah, it's interesting how our individual circumstances can shape our relationship with technology.
Totally. Mm. Right. Next statement. I check my smartphone every hour, at least.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. I plead guilty to that one.
Okay.
It's almost an unconscious reflex at this point.
I try to be more mindful of my screen time.
Okay.
I find that setting specific times to check messages and notifications helps me avoid getting sucked into that constant stream of digital distractions.
I admire your discipline.
Yeah.
I'm definitely working on that.
No.
All right, next up. I wake up at night to read notifications.
Oh, no.
Nope, not guilty on that one.
Me either.
Sleep is too precious.
Sleep is precious.
To interrupt for notifications.
Yeah.
Next statement. I am lucky to live in such a scientifically advanced age.
Oh.
Well, I can't argue with that.
No.
The progress we've made in science and technology is pretty mind-blowing.
It really is. It's an incredible time to be alive.
Yeah.
With so much potential for innovation and discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to appreciate the opportunities that these advancements offer.
Absolutely. On to the next one. Technology makes life much easier and more convenient.
Okay.
True, 1,000 times true.
Yeah.
I can't imagine life without online shopping.
Right.
Instant communication.
Yeah.
And all the other conveniences that technology provides.
It's certainly made many aspects of our lives easier and more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also important to maintain a balance.
Yeah, yeah.
And not become overly reliant on technology to the point where we lose essential skills,
right?
Or the ability to connect with others on a deeper level.
Balance is key, as with most things in life.
Exactly.
Final statement. I can't imagine how people used to live without all the comforts of today.
Okay.
Honestly, I can't either.
Yeah.
Life before smartphones and the internet seems like a completely different world.
It really does. It's a testament to human adaptability and our capacity for innovation.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about how much our world has changed in just a few decades.
Good time to tally up our scores.
Right.
According to the article, if you checked all six boxes, you might be a total tech addict. If you check zero, you're living a remarkably tech-free life.
Right.
And if you fall somewhere in between,
well,
it's all about finding that sweet spot.
It is. I think this test is more for fun and self-reflection than anything else.
Right.
It's a good reminder to just be mindful of our tech habits and make sure technology is serving us, not the other way around.
Well said.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI, ChatGPT, and the future, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that the future is not something that happens to us.
Okay.
It's something we create. Hmm. AI is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to use it wisely, ethically, and for the betterment of humanity.
Okay.
By embracing lifelong learning, staying informed, and cultivating our own self-awareness, we can navigate this new landscape and shape a future where both humans and AI can thrive.
That's an inspiring message to end on.
Thanks.
I encourage all of you listening to explore the Spiritual Seek website and maybe even take some of their tests.
Yeah, they're great.
It's a great way to boost your self-awareness and logical intelligence skills that are increasingly valuable in this AI-driven world. And if you have any thoughts on AI ChatGPT or anything else we've discussed today, feel free to share your insights on our website or social media channels. We always love to hear from you. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time.